All right, I know if I say I'm inviting someone to break into my house because of this setting the bar story, it sounds bad.
It does sound bad. Like, don't say that.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story. But if you hear what he did, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking into someone's house and doing all their chores, then you're doing okay.
Now I see what you're talking about. Well, if you're going to do that.
I mean, if you're going to break into my house, at least you could do the laundry, maybe sweep, tidy up, something like that.
If you're leaving it better and tidier than when you entered it, I might not be too mad.
So this happened in Wales. This dude broke into a lady's house and did all her chores for her. It happened over the summer. His trial, though, this week. Now, listen, I mean, that would freak me out, obviously, to realize that someone had been in my house. But then when you realize, oh, wait, this person hung my laundry out to dry, put my groceries away.
Did he take anything? Did he steal anything?
Emptied her recycling, tidied up her garden, refilled the bird feeders, organized her fridge, mopped the floors.
What are we charging him with? Being really nice and doing chores? What are we charging him with?
Put out a bottle of wine, cooked dinner.
Cooked dinner? Are you kidding me?
This all is...
What the heck?
Now listen.
Did you think he was in the wrong place?
No. So apparently this guy doesn't have a house, right? And so he has done it to a couple other places as well. But obviously you come home and you see a note because he left a note that said, don't worry, be happy, eat up.
Wow.
That would freak me out a little bit. Like,
that is a little unnerving. And then if you have like security cameras and you look and see the footage and be like, I mean... I am conflicted too. That's a lot of things.
That's a lot of stuff, right?
It's
exactly.
A lot of stuff, and especially if he's a good cook, I might be inviting him back.
I have seen plenty of movies where it all starts like this, and it gradually gets worse, and then the person becomes dead.
Right.
So listen, I get how this is a no-no, and this is something to be freaked out about.
But that is the nicest breaking and entering person I've ever heard.
Yeah, so the homeowner stayed with a friend for a couple weeks until the police actually caught up with him after he'd done it to another house.
Wow. But again, not violent, didn't take anything from these places, right? Just...
Yeah, don't think that he actually took anything from it. The judge sentenced him, and his lawyer told the court her client was sorry for the harm he caused.
Did he cause harm, though? I don't think he caused harm.
Well, emotional harm.
Emotional harm that someone else, a stranger, was in their space. I get it.
Yes.
He totally, you know what he did? He totally Snow White'd these people. Like Snow White and the dwarves.
No, Snow White came in and caused havoc.
Snow White came in with the animals and they cleaned and cooked.
No, they didn't.
She came in and she
rummaged all over and broke stuff.
She did not. She cleaned. Have you not seen the movie? All the animals helped her clean. Whistle while you work.
I'm thinking of Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, are you insane?
Little Red Riding Hood went in and caused all sorts of havoc.
Did she?
Yeah, she ate their stuff. She broke a chair.
Are you talking about the big bad wolf?
Little Red Riding Hood? Wait, what
no,
am I talking about?
Goldilocks.
Goldilocks
came
Goldilocks.
In and drank the porridge.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Goldilocks. Goldilocks
I don't know
was
if
like
she
this.
Broke the chair. I
yes,
haven't heard
did.
That part of the story, but she drank some porridge.
See, obviously I know my nursery rhymes, Kelly.
No, you're an expert. It's clear. That is clear. What in the world
All
is
right,
happening?
So again, I don't necessarily
want to... You're blaming Little Red Riding Hood. She got eaten by the big bad wolf.
Oh, she
was posing as grandma.
Yeah, but she got cut out of the wolf, so all was
oh
well.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
This got so far off track. I'm just real confused about this real nice breaking and entering guy who's just deciding to do all of your chores and cook you dinner and leave you a little note and then leave without taking your stuff. I just... Like, I almost think he's kind of this is a feel good, but no, it's bad.
It's not. He's going through a rough time. And so anyways, hopefully he can get his stuff sorted out. But
if you want to come back and do my laundry, that would be great.
I
hate doing laundry. I hate it.
Like he legit, he did what every person hopes a house cleaner would do or someone
exactly.
that comes in and does, right?
Like that was full on having a maid that day.
All right.
Who cooked cooked dinner.
I know. Wow. Enjoy. All right. So again, setting the bar. If you're thinking this is maybe something that you want to have happen to you, know that it's a no-no.
Okay. I am conflicted about it, though.
I told you you'd be conflicted.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.